You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You're on right now.
All right, we're on, and Alina's asking me, when is she on? Guess what, Alina? You're on. That's right. Love is not something you look for. Love is something you become. That's Alina Villasante's model mantra, and it's imprinted into every peace, love, world garment. She's a self-made entrepreneur and designer. She translated her life's philosophy into what today has become a global lifestyle brand. Alina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim.
Hey there. So listen, Alina, how'd you get started?
It all started with love parties with my girlfriends and my family, just celebrating life once a year. And I would have a love party a week after Valentine's Day because I had a love child born on Valentine's Day. And I started making clothes for them and jewelry for them. And 9 years later, here's where I am.
Well, that's absolutely awesome. Now, we know you're from Miami, and Peace Love World is headquartered in Miami, but let's talk a little bit about what you've done. You've got a brand new website that you did.
Yes.
What's the difference between the old website and the new website?
Everything. We've been working on it for so long. It's a lot, you know, faster, click faster. The product is brand new. The fall is just really amazing. And the whole mantra of the website is, warning, we are changing the world. And we truly are, one garment at a time. It's just go on it, peaceloveworld.com, and you're going to really, really love it. We've gotten so many phone calls, and it's just beautiful and really beautiful.
Now, Alina, to me, your brand is all about positive energy and changing the world. What are some of the ways that you come up with some of the slogans that you put on your clothing?
Honestly, just living, meeting people, meeting your beautiful wife, Vivian, who's struggling to get a kidney. It's everything. You know, we have a beautiful design team that we're all very soulful. A few of them are struggling with some health issues with their families. And I really am just very connected to the universe and what people are feeling, what people are needing, what people are wanting, and what I myself am wanting, because I'm like everybody else. And it's really just getting by and trusting the universe, trusting the big man upstairs, and putting the intention out there. And my clothes are really the canvas to what I do. It's where I put my art and my message and my feeling and my energy for everyone to see.
Now, not everybody can be positive energy on all the time. So what is your favorite way to recharge your batteries when you feel a little bit of an energy drain? How do you stay so positive and upbeat?
I'll tell you exactly how I do it because I've mastered it already. When I have a bad moment, as I do at times, like everyone else, I close my eyes and I count the five greatest things that are happening in my life right now. And all of a sudden, I have a shift in what I'm feeling. And I realize that what I'm going through is temporary and it's not that important and nothing lasts forever.
Awesome.
So it's really about just changing the intention. If you really close your eyes right now and count five great things that either happened today or happening in your life, then you're like, okay, it's not so bad.
Wow. Well, I got number one right here next to you. That's my beautiful wife, Vivian. She's just an amazing human being that just is everything that there is to me. And another top five is my good friend, Bruce Turkell over there. Bruce is the man, the myth, and the legend. Now, I forgot that I'm doing a radio show.
Yes, so please.
Wanda always tries to remind me that I'm doing a radio show when I get distracted. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up is on your bio, you talk about how you're involved with all these different things, including multiple sclerosis. My dad had MS, so it's something that's near and dear to my heart as well. Tell me a little bit about what your involvement with multiple sclerosis is.
Well, you know, normally I always say that you need to be involved in something that's near and dear to your own heart. So I did autism because I have a family member with it. I got involved in Haiti because the Red Cross called me during the earthquake to make some shirts, and I met some of the most beautiful, most special people in the world, and I really have stayed very loyal to the shelter in Haiti. MS came through me through UM and my cousin. They asked me to do some shirts for a sax event, and I really don't want to go out of what's near and dear to me, but the people that were hosting that event all had MS. And through the years of working with them, I saw them go from walking on a cane to one that is a runner, and the drugs that made a difference. And I realized that, you know, every little bit, especially when you have something that you can give someone, and that's where celebs come in, when they have this power to open doors and for people to hear. And when you even have a little bit of that power, whether it's a community or, you know, the world, whatever it is, because everybody has power and everything starts with community and networking. And whenever you have that and you can give that gift to someone, it really can make a difference. And even if it's just for one person, normally it's for many people, but even if it's for one person, it really makes a huge difference. And I love these people that I met through MS, and I will stick with them no matter what they need.
Well, every single person's an individual universe.
Absolutely. We are all one, and we all matter.
Yeah,
Everyone matters.
Well, hopefully we learned a couple of lessons with the eclipse recently, and that brought everybody together for a common moment.
Absolutely.
No one was red or purple that moment, I hope. Now, Alina, let's talk a little bit about the new line that you have coming up and some of your favorite pieces in it, because I'm holding your phone while you're doing the broadcast here, and it's just blowing up with people that can't wait to hear and see what your new line is.
Oh,
can you give
it's
us
so good.
Tell me,
our Instagram, which is Peace Love World, and I'm Peace Love Alina, you'll always see what's going on in the pictures and an Insta story. But the new line that just came out, we have a hand designed camo that we did at the office, and it's really off the charts. It fades on a beautiful heather. We have this great camo jacket with really wide sleeves. In the back, it says, "Warning, we are changing the world."
Oh, my God.
That's actually on the long one.
I know who wants one of those.
We have a shirt that says "Everyone Matters." We have a new kids.
I need one of those.
We have a new kids collection that is off the charts.
Really?
It just launched.
Oh, it must be so cute.
It's really amazing.
What's your favorite saying on the kids stuff?
No pressure. There's no pressure. I actually went back to basics with the kids. I went with the Peace Love World. I am love. I am peace. So I went back to that, which I love for kids.
Yeah, I think the kids need an unspoiled, unspun kind of thing.
Yeah, and the photo shoot was great because they were little fanatics. And it was great. But if you go to the website, you know, it's like I said, it's about our time right now. You know, I mean, where does it start to change the world? It starts at home. It starts with your family. It starts with your friends. And it's really about loving each other. And I have had a few difficult times where I close my eyes and I say, okay, Alina, you have to come from a place of love. Always come from a place of love to fix things. And I do. When I feel like I'm judging or I'm upset at someone or something's not going right, I try to take 10 steps back and come from a place of love. And if we could all just do that a little bit, life does change for you.
Oh, 100%. One of the things, you know, and I got to just say, is the impact that my wife has on me. This is all my wife here. This is, yeah, she doesn't want to be seen, but
I'll tell the story of her if I have a second.
Yeah, go ahead. Go tell the story.
So Vivian, who calls me her hero, everybody who knows this lady all over social media that calls me her hero, actually, she's really my hero. So I met her at a warehouse sale. She came to me. She wanted to break in line. She is fighting for a kidney. She does dialysis every day. Something I've never known, I've never experienced, I've never had to deal with. Well, when you meet someone that has those struggles in life, and they still are very positive. They love you. They promote you. They think you're the best thing ever. You know, Vivian has really taught me the weight of what a real problem is. Because no matter how hard my life is and no matter how happens, I'm not fighting for my life right now. And I have a healthy body. I have a healthy family. And this woman fights for her life. So while she's calling me her hero and everybody's wondering why I'm a hero, I'm not. She is a woman that wakes up every day and is fighting for her life. And I'm sure many people can relate to her, but I couldn't. And now I can, and she's made me a different person. And she makes me appreciate health more than anything else.
Well, we were talking before the show about health, how wellness is
yes.
the new wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only say that when I was younger, I dreamed about how rich I'd be, but I never knew how wealthy I'd be by being married to such a wonderful person who makes my heart fill with joy every day. And while my coffers may not be as full as some of the people I know financially, you can't have a more full heart than I have. And that's because of my beautiful wife, Vivian. And we're going to take that thought, carry it over, and we're going to talk about the positive energy, how you use that in branding, and how you use that in your life when we're back after this. So, Wanda, rock, THE house. It's all yours, girlfriend.